Happy birth.
Hello, this is Sabrina, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFMO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah!
Woo! More specifically, this is Pickled Beets. Here to play some briny beets tonight.
Yeah, that was a briny beat, for real. I was in Berlin for a second, in the studio here, transported.
We're doing something that Maddie has introduced to me that is called a spiral.
Yeah.
Which is, honestly, we had a good time today.
It's so fun.
Setting this up. Spiral meaning that the whole playlist, each song, is derivative from the other song in some kind of capacity.
Yes.
Born Slippy, new hire at the sink, introduced me to this song. Have I never seen Trainspotting? Correct, because this song is from that soundtrack.
I didn't know it was in the movie.
Oh, okay.
And I have seen it.
Anyways.
But I can see, I can picture it in the movie.
This would be a song.
Yes. Who is it by, again?
Underworld.
Oh.
The song is called Born Slippy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. So after that, I looked at the soundtrack to Trainspotting and picked another song that I know and like. And that is Perfect Day by Lou Reed. Is that correct?
Also featured
in the movie. I was like telling you this, Sabrina, I think that like people are like, oh, this song is about Lou Reed and like heroin, which is what Trainspotting is about also. But then he said something about it as in Lou Reed and said like, no, it's just about like a perfect day. I'm like, guys,
it's
don't read into it.
Yeah. Sometimes it's really just face value.
So, here's that song.
Perfect Day by Lou Reed. Oop, getting the hang of this.
Yeah, off.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park, and then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo, then later, a movie too, and then home. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. Hanging on. just what you sow. You're going to reap just what you sow. You're going to reap just what you sow.
Hello. You want to tell us a little bit about that spiral?
That was yours. Oh. I didn't know that one.
Well, I guess Perfect Day.
Oh, yeah,
we didn't explain that.
Yeah. That was just both from Trainspotting.
I guess, yeah. Okay, and then the one that followed that was Jim Croce's Tomorrow's Gonna Be a Brighter Day. And this really kicked off the rest of the spiral.
We did some Wikipedia
researching.
Right? Is that what... That's the next song?
The next song's Buddy Holly.
Oh, because
so,
they both
died tell
in
us.
Plane crashes. Guys, sorry, this is like a morbid spiral. Oh my god.
So we learned that Jim Croce
died in a plane crash, aged 30.
And then we were like,
there's a lot of other musicians.
Who else went down that way?
Literally went down that way. And we thought Buddy Holly, guys, listeners,
this
guess,
is the biggest.
Guess how old Buddy Holly was when he died.
22
years old.
I don't know what that says.
Four years.
Yeah.
He was a bright star.
Anyways. next couple songs. What is
it? That'll be the day.
Yeah. So we were also continuing with this theme of day. Right. Perfect day. Tomorrow's gonna be a brighter day.
And that'll be the day
by Buddy Holly. So I guess we'll listen to that now.
Rest in peace. Oh wait. I hit the mic. The other mic.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt of loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. You tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Ah!
Hello.
Hey.
That was My Girl by Otis Redding, not The Temptations.
Not The Temptations.
I feel like we all know The Temptations.
We all know.
Fun fact about My Girl, I made that song my whole personality on my 7th grade Washington, D.C. trip. I made the whole bus sing it. I did.
Man, I miss singing on the bus. We used to sing so many songs, but you made them?
Guys, I like heard it and I was like, this probably is top song ever. And I was just talking to...
Did people know it?
People kind of got around to it. I feel like it's like one of those songs that like even if you've never heard, it's like in your bowels.
Yeah. True.
You know?
True.
Okay, so how did that connect?
I think it was a plane crash death again.
Yes, Otis Redding died in a plane crash, and the song, I guess the song we phased out of the day, the day theme.
What's next?
You've really got a hold on me.
Oh, this is My Girl was written by Smokey Robinson, and so was this next song by The Miracles, including Smokey Robinson, and that is You Really Got a Hold on Me.
Alrighty. Ooh.
Seems that I'm always thinking of you.
We're back.
Ooh.
I hope everyone thought that was clever.
It was good. It was a good transition between the two as well.
Yeah.
Very much a 60s episode.
Yeah. I've been told some parents are tuned in and they're enjoying the oldies.
Throwback tunes.
What do we have next?
I don't know. What do we have next? Hold. Another song with the hold in the title.
Yeah.
And by a former Beatle. Well, I guess they're all former Beatles. A Beatle. Hold On.
It's a good one.
By John Lennon.
This is a good album.
This is a really good album.
Really pretty artwork on the album cover.
I like in the middle when he says cookie.
Yes.
Which you'll all hear.
Everyone listen for that.
Listen in.
Okay. Anyways.
Hold On.
Stay tuned for a PSA soon.
Life and how we write our
shut your back door, yeah, and cause I wanna come in. Ooh, turn your light on. Look at us, you and I, back at it again.
Cause I love to love to love to love you.
Good one.
Let the light in.
Wait, I guess I'll say the thing about why that song was picked. In Hold On by John Lennon, at the end, it's not exactly the last lyric, but he says, it's going to be all right, you're going to see the light. And so naturally.
Song's about light?
Song's about light. Let the light in by Lana Del Rey and Father John Misty.
You said she says, like,
Turn the lights off.
Maybe go back to bed or something.
Put the record on, play the Beatles again, something like that.
Anyways,
we did just belt those lyrics.
So good.
In the studio.
Oh, that's Let the Light In by Lana Del Rey, featuring Father John Misty, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll read the
PSA, everyone.
Poison Ivy, PSA. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors. But they are also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Boom. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. I didn't know that.
Wow.
In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes around the backyard of Tufts students' apartments. It could happen to you.
Oh my god.
It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub, or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges. Toothed. That grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice. Leaves of three, let it be. You don't know that one?
Oh no. I should.
Leaves of three, let it be.
Let it be.
In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant, and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you do come into contact with poison ivy, it is important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body like your face or even more sensitive areas. Oh my god, guys.
Okay, wait, actually, speaking of more sensitive areas in poison ivy, well, in during
on
two
air?
The I don't have any personal experience with this, but we're told during the Tufts Wilderness orientation that We should be using like leaves if we can when to like wipe ourselves when we're out there.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is like, what, oh my God, if you pick a poison ivy leaf and not like one of those nice luscious like toilet paper leaves. Yeah. So you always got to be careful about that. But when done right, the toilet paper leaf is a great alternative to actual TP.
Especially if you're
out in the backcountry.
So that's leaves of three.
Let it be. Another Beatles
reference.
Beatles touches everything.
God, they're everywhere.
Honestly.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Then it was me. Lana Del Rey with Father John Misty. Picked another Father John Misty song from the album I Love You Honey Bear. This is like, I don't know, not like a well-known. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Actually, I don't think that I've heard this
one. It's like a good one on the album, though.
Alrighty. So let's enjoy.
Giving it away. places. And here is my appeal. I need a chance, a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, a word, a signal, not a little breath, just to fool myself, catch myself, make it real.
Well,
wow.
We just reflected for a little bit.
That's such a good song.
Two very cinematic,
strange
songs.
Strange
about being songs.
Strange.
Raise your hand if you watched The Bear season 2 this summer.
My hands are down.
My hand is up.
I didn't watch it.
Sue
me.
Strange Currencies was featured on that soundtrack.
REM is so good.
Yeah, I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah.
It makes me think of St. Patrick's Day.
Me too.
That
was crazy.
Me in the corner.
That is me in the corner.
Also
makes me think of my mom. I don't know if my parents are listening, but shout out REM heads out there.
There's a on Sirius XM. My dad used, like, we used to get all the channels there, right?
Yeah.
And there was like the First Wave.
I totally yeah.
Station, and they would always play Orange Crush.
Oh yeah,
by REM.
What's the other one? I was home the other weekend. We were listening to that. Oh, we don't even have that much time left.
Ooh.
That one about Andy Kaufman, Man in the Moon.
I'm not sure. I know
it's a good one,
but
anyway,
kind of angsty.
Yeah,
older men music.
Yeah, so
I don't know why
me.
I'm.
yeah. So another strange song coming up. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw Stop Making Sense on Sunday. It was awesome. It was the best ever. So this is David Byrne, Strange Overtones.
Woohoo.
Snowball in my kitchen.
Hello, we're back.
David Byrne.
Yeah. Just talking about how all his songs, you really...
Real beat happening.
Makes you want to dance. Mm-hmm. In a strange kind of way, though.
Right. Strange overtones.
Yes. Okay, so the next song I queued up is Some Kind of Love by the Velvet Underground. Earlier this summer, I listened to a podcast where David Byrne was being interviewed by, I'm not really sure who, but my sister showed it to me. And basically, David Byrne explains that he was very influenced by the Velvet Underground in the sense that he liked their music because they found a way to use really simple descriptions of life. To be poetic. Poetry doesn't have to be fanciful and things like that.
The best American band out there. Like, they did that.
Velvet Underground.
Yeah.
And Nico.
And Nico.
Actually, funny poster. I was at Julian and Brianna's house yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And they had, like, an entire poster with all the, like, Andy Warhol lips.
Yeah.
And it said the Velvet Underground. And I was like, oh my god, you guys, like, the Velvet... They did not know. It was truly there for the art. They had no idea what the reference was, which I was like, oops.
Sorry about the mic.
Anyways,
I've never heard the song
this
either.
Velvet Underground song. So, Some Kind of Love. David Byrne likes it. Oh, also, this is Pickled Beats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFMO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good night.
Mistaken for vision, la-di-ta-ta-ta.